Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 429 for September of 2021. And thank you for coming aboard and listening to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I really appreciate it. And just to let you know, we've been around since 2005, many years, producing this show on a regular basis. So if you have been with us all of that time, I want to thank you. And thank you very much. And if you're a new listener, thank you too. Stay aboard and listen to some great content. Go back to the archives and check those out, because there's a lot of stuff in the archives that's evergreen. It doesn't expire. Now, you can contact me if you wish at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And you can also go over and check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/HBTAS, and that's the initials for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And you can also sign up over on the website at hometravelagent.net and get our newsletter. And the newsletter is something that we produce monthly right after the show goes out, and that's the only thing we do. We don't spam your inbox. You'll just get the show notes in your email. It makes it very convenient to see what's up on the new show and click on the link if you so desire and listen to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This week I am going solo. I don't have a guest, so I'm going to take it all on here on my own. And the reason I'm doing that is because September has been a very busy month here. The first part of September, of course, is Labor Day, and then we had our family come and visit us from New Hampshire, and they stayed at our house, and it was quite a time, and had a good time, especially with four of the grandkids who were here, and they ranged from age 2 to 16, and that was fun, but it was a bit of a hectic environment, which is kind of nice, nice to have the kids around, so I'm certainly not complaining about that. And then after they left, just a matter of about 3 or 4 days after they left, we packed up the motorhome and headed up into northern Michigan to enjoy some time kind of out in the woods. And not much time there to go out and solicit people to do an interview. So now we're back, and I have a show to produce. And that's what's coming up. Now, last month we talked about search engine optimization and why that's important, but we kind of got the cart before the horse here. We should talk about producing content. And, you know, you have to have content before you have search engine optimization. And content is very important. Everyone expects you as a business, as a travel agent, to have a web presence, some sort of a website that they can go to and check you out. Now, when you have that website, what you want to do is make sure that your website is optimized so that people can find you on the search engine. But the content is important in that regard, but it's also important for you to have good content. And we're going to talk a little bit more about good content coming up here. But first of all, I thought I'd talk about what makes or why use social media for marketing. The reason you do that is because the return on your investment can be really high. You invest some time in producing the content, and people read your content, and they get to know you, like you, trust you, eventually buy from you. Hopefully, they refer you, which is really important. Referrals are the best source for clients as a travel agent that you can get. Now, Google research has shown that 6 out of 10 YouTube watchers would follow the advice of their favorite YouTube creators versus advice from their favorite television show or movie personalities. So as you make a personal connection with your audience, whether it's on YouTube or through a blog or through a podcast, your listeners, the people who listen to you or the people who are reading your material on a blog, they're making a personal connection with you, and you don't necessarily get that, you know, on television with an actor or a personality on TV, but they do get that through social media. You make that personal connection, and that is so important. And also, the latest statistics show that a person spends an average of 2 hours and 25 minutes per day on social media. That's a lot. And you want to be there and hopefully gain some of their attention, gain some of that time that they're spending on social media. Facebook, good old Facebook, is the most widely used social platform out there. So you want to make sure that you have a presence on Facebook, and you can make that presence a good presence. And also, the good thing about Facebook is that it's an advertising platform that you can take to your advantage and actually go out there and advertise to the people who are most likely to purchase travel. And that's a whole new topic, and we've talked a little bit about that before in past shows, and boy, we sure can talk a little bit more about that in future shows too, because it's so important to have a Facebook book presence and also to use that as an advertising platform. Now, 54% of Generation Z and 49% of millennials say social media is their preferred channel for ad influence. That's huge, and you want to be there. And user-generated content, and that's you, on social media significantly impacts the purchase decisions of 79%, another big number, of people polled. Social media significantly impacts the purchase decision of 79% of people polled. And you want to be in that group that's making the contacts out there through social media. And another reason to use social media as a platform for your business is that the number of U.S. adults making a purchase through Facebook was 18.3% last year in 2020. Interestingly enough, Instagram is the most influential platform for influencer marketing, according to 98% of marketers. Instagram is 44% higher than Facebook. So you want to consider having a presence on Instagram as well as Facebook. And 85% of internet users in the U.S. view video online through YouTube on a weekly basis. Now, that kind of reflects what I do, because, you know, I really enjoy YouTube, and, you know, you can find just about anything on YouTube that you want to find, from home improvement projects to interesting travel destinations and even how the travel business works, I'm sure. So YouTube is another marketing avenue that you can take use of or take advantage of, but you do need some skill in putting together videos. And I know Catherine Heeg, a frequent guest on this show, through her Facebook channels, helps you with video marketing, and she's someone that you need to pay attention to. Now, as you begin your journey into producing content for social media, the first thing you want to do before you even start producing content, or maybe even if you're already producing content, you know, you want some direction as to where you're going with that content. What you need to do is to know your goals before you begin or as you continue in your social media marketing. And what could your goals be? Are you trying to reach or show your expertise to reach potential clients? Are you trying to generate an interest for specific destination? People who might be interested in those destinations, they might be your potential clients. So you may want to generate interest in those particular destinations. That might be a goal that you have. Maybe you want to collect email addresses for a newsletter, and your newsletter is a potential marketing tool and a way to bring those clients into your sales funnel. Now, one very important thing is that you need to be patient. It takes time to build an audience. This process may take 2 years, and really, now is the best time to start. If you haven't started already, start today, because you have to be patient. You have to expect that it's going to take a while to build that audience on your social media channels. You know, I've been in the podcasting business for 17 years now, and podcasting too. And, you know, I've seen this over and over again. A podcaster starts a new podcast, and after the second or third podcast, they discover that they're not getting 10,000 listeners. They're not getting 10,000 downloads a month. and they get frustrated. They're expecting instant success. And you don't have instant success in this business, in the social media business. But on the other hand, you know, as you work at it, you gain a lot of personal satisfaction in watching your audience or your readers or listeners, wherever you're going with your social media channels. A lot of satisfaction is gained watching that audience grow and increase over time. And as you do that, you know, you're watching your business hopefully grow and increase at the same time. Now, what is it that makes good content? Well, first of all, what we just talked about is to know your goals. And then know your audience. You know, a few shows ago, I talked about creating your customer personas. And you might want to go back and listen to that show, because you want to create an idea of who your clients are. You know, what age group are you marketing to? Who are you marketing to? Are you marketing to the head of the household? Marketing to the female member of the household? You know your audience, and then you can target your content toward that audience. Another thing you want to do is write attention-grabbing headlines. You want to get the attention through the headlines. Or if you're using video, you want to use attention-grabbing opening thumbnails. You know, when people go to YouTube, they see that little picture first up, and you want that first picture that they see before they click on the play button, you want that to be attention-grabbing. Another thing to do is use images in your blog posts if you're writing a blog. And I suspect most of you are writing a blog. Even if you're doing video or a podcast, you're writing a blog. So you want to use images in blog posts. That grabs people's attention. And, you know, I haven't taken my own advice, actually. I need to use more images in my blog posts on the home-based travel agent website. And I've been trying to do more of that, and I'm going to do more of that in the future. But you want to make sure that you do that. And when you write your blog post, write as if you were talking directly to the person. Be personal. Give some personal information. You know, people like that backstory. You know, what does it take to be a travel agent? What have you been doing? What are your challenges? What are your challenges juggling life and being a travel agent? You know, get into some of that backstory as you write or as you produce video or audio content. You want to be personal. And, you know, I'm not following my own advice. I don't do a whole lot of that, and I've been trying to do some more of it. And, you know, it's not the easiest thing to do to be there and talk to people that you don't know, but these people know you. You know, the people I'm talking to, my listeners out there, probably know me pretty well. And that's what it takes to make those personal connections. And you want to do some of that. You want to talk personally to the people who are your listeners, your readers, or your viewers. You want to make that personal connection. And that's how people get to know you and to like you. And that's so important in the sales process. And, you know, they have to get to trust you too. And eventually, as I mentioned earlier, they're going to buy from you and then refer you. So, you know, that's kind of the sales formula. And your blog post or your social media content can help do that tremendously. Now, another thing is break away from the pack. You know, don't do what everyone else is doing. Do something different. You know, people, when they write blog posts, they tend to write with those things called listicles. You know, the top 10 such and such. The top 10 reasons to use a travel agent. The top 10 reasons to go on a cruise. Those are listicles. And they're getting kind of old out there. Now, it doesn't mean that you should never do that, but it just means that you should be creative and experiment with your blog posts and do be creative, do something different. You know, maybe try writing a funny travelogue, or on the other side of that, try writing a serious story about travel during a pandemic, or try writing a funny story about traveling during a pandemic. I mean, there's a whole lot that you can be creative with. And people do like that. And this is going to pay off because everyone has a different creative spark. And those differences in all of us is what makes content interesting. So again, just don't follow the pack. You know, be you, be yourself, and use your own creativity when you do that. You know, one thing I want to mention that I haven't talked about yet, that's really an important consideration is time. And time is easy to invest in something worthwhile. It's easy to waste. And time is the most important asset that you have. So where do you spend your time? You know, should you spend your time creating content for social media? Well, yes. You know, as I mentioned before earlier, that this whole social media world is a marketer's dream because you're making those personal connections and people are using social media like never before. And that's where your business is likely going to come from if you can get out there and do it. So investing the time in this is worthwhile, but you know, you have to balance this. You have a travel business, and this is a business you have to run, and that takes time too. You know, there are ways to balance your time. Maybe you want to produce some of your content, but you can also hire other people to produce that content for you and make those blog posts for you and help you out. And I would suggest doing a mix of both if you don't have time to do it all. You know, hire someone to do some of it. Do some of it yourself, because no one knows your business and no one knows you, and no one can tell personal stories to make those connections like you can. So I would recommend that you do, you know, kind of a mixture if you don't have the time, and do, you know, write some of it on your own, produce some of it on your own if you're doing audio or video, and hire someone else out there to help you. Now, you know, I'm going to make a plug here. I don't get any compensation from this plug, but Catherine Heeg, in her business through Customized Management Solutions, she does help you do that, and maybe you want to make a connection with her and talk to her about that and see what it costs, see what she can do, and she's a great person, been around the travel business a long time, and she can help you out. And another thing about producing content is you have to do it consistently. You know, people will lose interest if you're not out there doing it consistently. I produce this show once a month. We used to do it weekly, Lorraine and I, back when Lorraine was a part of the show, and she's still a part of my thoughts every day. She's a wonderful person, but she's not, life got in the way, so she's not doing this. But we used to do it weekly, and that's ideal. Daily is ideal, and more ideal than weekly if you can produce something daily. That takes a lot of time and a lot of work to do good content daily. Weekly, the same. It takes a lot of time, takes a lot of work, not as much as doing something 5 or 7 days a week, but you know, weekly is maybe the best balance, the best trade-off. You know, for this show, I decided once a month is good. At the time that I started this show, I was working full-time and also running a small business and producing weekly content. And after a while, for Lorraine and I both, it got kind of overwhelming, so we moved it to monthly. Now, I know monthly, I'm probably not getting the listeners, and I'm not getting the stickiness of those listeners. People may not come back and listen again after they listen to one show because it's only once a month. But you know, that's the best I can do, and I'm not making money at doing this, so you know, I'm doing it once a month. But with your business, where you want to make money and you want to do well, you will want to produce content at least weekly. And that takes time. And you know, it's your balance, your choice. You have to do the trade-offs, run the business and produce social media content. And it's frustrating. Like I mentioned before, as you start out, you're not going to see many results from this. But as time goes on, you will see results because this is the best marketing channel that we now have is social media. You know, I talked a little bit about where you produce your content. You can do this on Facebook. You can do it through a website. And there are website builders out there that specialize in helping you build your website. You know, GoDaddy is one of them. And you can use Squarespace. I think Wix is another one that will help you create your website. and this is where you can post your content, but I highly recommend WordPress. WordPress is the most flexible website building tool out there. And I would highly recommend WordPress. I could do a whole show, and probably will here in the near future, a whole show about how to create a WordPress website and how to manipulate it so that it becomes your website and it reflects your business and your values and your personal content and perhaps content that other people are helping you create. So my recommendation is go with WordPress. There's WordPress.com where you can go and sign up and you'll automatically have a WordPress account and you can connect your domain name to that account. Or you can go with a hosting company like GoDaddy or many other ones that are out there and create your own WordPress website that you own. And actually, you know, I'm kind of getting a bit of field here, but I really recommend creating something that you own that is yours. You know, you wouldn't want to build your house on somebody else's property. So it's always my philosophy that if I'm going to do something and it's going to take some work, I want that work to be mine. And what do I mean by all this? Well, if you build on WordPress.com, they are in total control of your platform. They can take you off. They can go out of business. There's a lot of things that they can do that you may not like. But if you do a WordPress site through a hosting company, it's yours. You can move it to a new hosting company. You can do whatever you want with it. And it's basically on your own property. So anyhow, a little bit of a field there, but an important concept to note, I believe. If you have questions about how do you use WordPress, get into WordPress, how do you start a WordPress site, or other questions about producing content, I've been producing content for, what is it, since 2005, how many, 17 years, 16 years, a long time. And I do a lot of writing. So if you have questions about any of this, anything that we've talked about in this podcast for September of 2021, if you have any questions, you know, drop me an email. I'm happy to help you out. I spent many years here helping travel agents with topics that are of interest to them and hopefully helping travel agents get better at their business. And that's my goal. The goal isn't to get rich doing this podcast. In fact, not getting rich. I'm spending money doing this and not charging for it. It's all free. And no sponsors. So, you know, this is just a labor of love for me. And I love the travel business, love travel agents. And I'm more than willing to help you out. So I do want to thank you for listening to this show. Hopefully I've covered some topics here that are of use to you. Some of these areas that I've talked about today, I didn't go into a lot of depth on. There is a lot of depth in each of these areas, and I didn't dive deep into it. But I gave you an overview, and I hope that is helpful. And please let me know what you think. I'd love to hear from you. Barry@hometravelagent.net and on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And we will be back next month, probably with a guest, I'm hoping, because we're off to Florida. We're heading for Florida towards the end of next month, packing up and heading out. And at that point, I will be coming to you from my mobile office in our motorhome. A little bit cramped in space, but I still do business, still run my own business, and still produce podcasts. And it's all fun. I really enjoy doing it. Anyhow, until next month, I hope you all have safe travels, stay healthy, and we'll see you or talk to you then. Take care now. Bye-bye.